My introduction to Whistler came via a viral internet meme, a squirrel, standing upright and shrieking like a human. While I've yet to witness such a spectacle in person, Whistler, indeed, holds its own share of surprises. It has been a kaleidoscope of experiences, from exhilarating ski runs on the snow-cloaked peaks of winter, to sun-soaked lake days in the heat of summer, to the lively pulse of the village nightlife. As I've worked and lived in this vibrant tapestry of life over the past 2 years, I've found myself cultivating a deep-seated gratitude for everything life has to offer and regaining childlike joy. Coming from Hong Kong, a place where winter snow is a foreign concept, the privilege to enjoy skiing wasn't in my birthright. But Whistler's moniker as a winter wonderland began to make sense when I experienced my first snowfall. I'll never forget the morning I woke up to a world transformed. A delicate, diamond-dusted blanket covered everything, turning the familiar landscape into a hushed, glittering scene. It was a far cry from the concrete jungle I grew up in. I was captivated, standing there in the soft silence, just drinking in the beauty of it all. If the village looked this magical under the snow, I could only dream about what the mountains would be like. I couldn't wait for those gondolas to start running. After several days of learning to ski in the beginner's area, a sudden bout of reckless courage took hold of me. I decided to tackle Seventh Heaven, the pinnacle of Blackcomb Mountain. As the chairlift swept me up towards the peak, I was greeted with a vista so extraordinary that it seemed almost surreal. The world below seemed miniature under the vast, snow-blanketed expanse of nature's grandeur. While Whistler in winter is a snow lover's paradise, the summer months unfurl a different kind of magic. I found myself irresistibly drawn to the tranquility of Lost Lake, the adrenaline rush of ziplining, and the allure of camping under the stars. And of course, there's the local wildlife, particularly the bears. They're the true landlords around here, casually reminding us that we're just their summer tenants. When it comes to the people of Whistler, I can't emphasize enough how incredibly kind they are. Canadians are already famous for their warmth, but Whistler locals, and even the tourists, take it to a whole new level. It's as if the very air here is infused with good vibes and cheerfulness. Walking down the street, you'll be hard-pressed to find a sad face. Instead, you're greeted with genuine smiles and a sense of contagious happiness. It's a place where strangers strike up conversations, laughter is shared freely, and camaraderie is the norm. As I prepare to kiss this lovely land goodbye, I'm not weighed down by sadness but filled with immense gratitude. My heart swells with appreciation for Whistler, and all the cherished friends I've made here. The countless, treasured memories I've created within this community have shaped me into a more courageous individual, unafraid to step out of my comfort zone, with a deeper understanding of carpe diem. The chaotic tempo of city life once burdened me with stress, as efficiency was the primary concern. But Whistler, like a gentle mentor from nature, taught me to embrace every precious moment and savor life to the fullest. Thank you, Whistler, for the memories, the lessons, and the inspiration. As I embark on my next adventure, I'll carry the wisdom I've gained here, poised and ready to seize the day, no matter where my path leads. Julian Kai Poon, Whistler.